Hello and welcome. Even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner, this is One Guy Reading. I'm Sean, noob of all trades from Two Guys Gaming, and I am currently reading Dragons of Deceit, the latest Margaret Weis and Tracy Hickman Dragonlance novel. In this episode, I'm going to be recapping and giving my thoughts on chapter 12. So let's get started. We get another break from Destina for at least one more chapter. This time, they fill in Ungar's story. He stumbles on the clock in an artifact shop and haggles with the old lady who owns it. Unaware of the treasure she possesses, she eventually relents. Ungar experiments with the clock first, checking out recent historic events, before pushing the clock to the max. He obviously sees the same disturbing vision of a Kryn forever altered. He then takes the clock back a year and sees the cracking of the Grey Gem that is the cause of all of the chaos. This sends him on a search for information on the Grey Gem. After that, we get a history lesson on the founding of Kryn and the travels of the Grey Gem. I, for one, actually enjoyed the history this time because it filled in many of the gaps that you probably noticed during my recaps on earlier episodes. Therefore, I feel satisfied in including that story here, because honestly, if I don't, this will be a short episode. So, they have their own in the beginning. It says, chaos ruled the universe. The High God brought thought in order to chaos and summoned gods from beyond to help rule. Paladine and Tachesis answered his call. This is part of where I get a little annoyed that Weis and Hickman say that Tachesis is not Tiamat and that Paladine is not the other god, is that obviously they came from elsewhere, so they're part of the D&D pantheon. So that's mainly why I get annoyed by that, is that they've obviously come from other places and they're part of the D&D pantheon. They probably had to do that for creative license purposes. They had to make Tachesis and Paladine separate from the Dungeons & Dragons pantheon. The gods brought other gods to help them. Chaos was still there, so one of the gods, Rorks, crafted the Grey Gem. It was supposed to radiate the essence of the neutral goddess, Lunatari, but if he captured a fragment of chaos, then the gem would gain additional strength in order to preserve balance. He captured all of chaos itself, and he hid the Grey Gem on the surface of the Dark Moon and hoped that nobody else would find out. In the beginning, there were only ogres, elves, and humans. Eventually, one of the gods, the god of trickery, their version of Loki, named Hidukel, wanted to set the Grey Gem free. He knew that he could not get it himself, so he showed it to one of the gnomes, and the gnome wanted it so badly that he was willing to sacrifice anything to get it. Gargath, a human barbarian, caught the gem after they set it loose, and he placed it into a tower, and the gnome still wanted to get it, so they built a siege engine, and then another siege engine, and then another siege engine on top of that to try to get it. Eventually they got it, and they released it, and more races were born from that releasing as well. And then the Grey Gem vanished. So that fills in that gap. That's the story of the Grey Gem. Now, what I think about the chapter, even though they more or less rehash the previous chapter in this one, I forgive them. The history, as I said, filled in most of the gaps of almost 30 years since first reading, and probably about 20 since my most recent reread of the older books. They also added just enough detail to Ungar's story and fleshed out his motivation enough to make the chapter interesting. At first, they got me with the introduction that supposed his motivation to find the Grey Gem as monetary. However, they quickly confirm my suspicions that his motivations are more noble than that. He wants to find it to prevent the cracking of the Grey Gem and the destruction alteration of Kryn. So once he finds the location, he needs to find a way to get into the Dwarven Kingdom. He searches and comes upon a shape-shifting device and uses it to shift into a dwarf. That adventure fills in the details of how he ended up injured and on the steps of the tower. Dark dwarves beat him when he got too close to the gem. Even after that unpleasantness, though, he still longs for the gem. For what it's worth, I am thankful for the reminders of the path of the Grey Gem. I said last episode, I think, that I forgot how it ended up hidden. Weis and Hickman, as usual, anticipated my forgetfulness and wrote me a helpful reminder in this chapter. I also appreciate them expanding on the vision of the future with a mention of a massive dragon that frightens Ungar beyond measure. Lastly, They give us details on Ungar's fate during his initial search for the Grey Gem. Overall, I enjoyed this chapter. It filled in the story nicely, and it sets us up for a pretty epic adventure. At the end of the chapter, I glanced ahead and saw that Destina's coming back. I was right about her absence. I'm willing to give her another chance. Maybe now that she isn't the sole focus of the story, I will like her character more. Stay tuned to find out. Even including the history, this episode ends up being pretty short. These chapters here, since they seem to be introductory chapters, again, are pretty short, so the next few episodes will probably clock in about 8 minutes or so. I don't know if I'll be able to push it to 10 like I have been trying to do in earlier episodes. Also, that's good, because maybe I can record a few episodes in a day, get ahead, and actually post them on the times that I say that I'm going to post them. As always, thanks for listening. You can find us at twoguysgaming.net. That's where all of our contact information is and our social media. I just recorded a short video about the desktop RPG calendar that I bought for myself for Christmas this year that I'm going to post to the YouTube as a way to get the YouTube up and running before I start posting more regularly to it in March, like I said. I'm still not sure what I'm going to do with the Twitch, if anything. There might be, at some point, I might start streaming some stuff. We'll see. If you're reading along or you read the book and you want to talk to me about it, by all means, leave a comment or email me or find me on Instagram or one of the other social medias. I'm most active on Instagram, but you can find me on the others as well. Until next time, I will definitely have Chapter 13 up tomorrow because I'm going to record it right after this one. And then Wednesday will be Chapter 14 and Friday will be Chapter 15. Next week is break. I haven't figured out how I'm going to break up the chapters, whether I'm going to try to do a chapter each day or whether I'm just going to stick with the 3-2-3 that I've been doing the last few weeks. Look for at least 2 chapters next week. I will talk to you guys tomorrow with Chapter 13. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
We are Two Guys Gaming.